is it that a protest over uncollected trash has now become a violent revolt that threatens the future? That's exactly what's happening in Beirut, Lebanon, where the streets are filled with decaying garbage. It's caused a big stink, literally. Since the middle of July, more than 20,000 tons of rubbish have been piling up all over the capital. Protesters are calling the campaign, "You Stink." Thousands of them demonstrated over the weekend over the government's failure to deliver basic services. Rami Khoury is a senior fellow at the Issam Faraz Institute at the American University of Beirut. And Rami, first the trash. I mean, how bad is it? When you go outside, do you smell it?
Well, it's a bit better now in the middle of Beirut because they started doing some emergency removing of trash, but they just took the trash and dumped it in open lots all over the country. So it's created huge problems in other places, and in places in Beirut where there are still some piles of trash, it's pretty awful. I mean, we had a big pile of trash about 35, 40 meters or yards right in between our balcony and the beautiful view of the Mediterranean that we see every morning, and you can smell them. And people were just disgusted by the fact that their own government couldn't solve the problem and didn't care to solve it. These politicians who sit there acting like prima donnas, and they have all the benefits and privileges and perks of a high office, and they can't do the work that a government should do, which is to provide its citizens with electricity, water, decent education, jobs, security, and garbage removal.
Now, you wrote yesterday in your wonderfully titled piece, Talking Trash in Lebanon, that these protesters have really kind of shown something that's very new in Lebanon, a kind of non-sectarian opposition and campaign against the government. What do you mean by that? What are the signs that this is that there's sort of a turning point here?
What I mean is that the political system in Lebanon since the 1930s has been based on dividing the seats in parliament and in the cabinet and the diplomatic posts and the army posts, dividing them among the 18 different religious groups that have been identified in the population. And everybody gets a share of the pie. And this system worked okay until around the 1980s or so, 1990s. But in the last 10 years or so, it really has broken down. It has led to massive ineptitude, mediocrity, to the point now where finally people won't put up with it anymore, and people are going out publicly on TV in the last 3 or 4 days. Ordinary people would be interviewed and they'd say, well, I follow Hezbollah, or I follow Michel Aoun, or I follow Hariri, or the different leaders. And they say, but despite that, I'm really fed up with this, and I won't put up with this, and we need to change the government, get a new parliament, and get some people in there who can really, you know, take care of the country and give the citizens what the citizens deserve. So this public challenging of the sectarian leaders that have dominated for four generations is really quite historic.
So does it have a kind of Arab Spring quality to it?
It very much has an Arab Spring quality with one difference. The other Arab Spring countries experienced uprisings by citizens who were challenging and overthrowing the oppressive, violent governments that really demean them, in Egypt and in Tunisia and Libya and other places. In Lebanon, you don't have an oppressive, violent central government. The central government is actually quite weak because power is diffused among these 18 different confessional groups. So the central government has been historically weak and doesn't oppress people. You have freedoms in Lebanon that are experienced nowhere else in the Arab world. What people were rebelling against here was the corruption, the incompetence, and the uncaring attitude of the government officials.
Is there any leader emerging among the You Stink protesters?
There's no single leader, and this is something that they have deliberately done, the young people who are leading this campaign. I mean, the people who started this are a bunch of environmental engineers, mostly. They're environmental protection, environmental safety people. They're young people. They're concerned about recycling and proper waste disposal. And they had no idea that it was going to grow into something like this. So they're very quickly scrambling to figure out how to ride this force that they have unleashed. And people from all over the country, people of different religious denominations, walks of life, old, young, men, women, professionals, ordinary workers. And there's no doubt whatsoever that the majority of Lebanese share these sentiments of being fed up with the way that they've been mistreated by their own government.
Rami Khoury is a senior public policy fellow at the Issam Faris Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. Rami, always a pleasure. Thanks for speaking with us.
Glad to be with you. Thank you.